WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert, a spike in unemployment like never before. I'm Dave Anthony. It's more fallout from all the coronavirus shutdowns. Fox's Lillian Wu details the Just Out report live.
Yes, Dave, more than 3 million people filing for first-time jobless help last week, shattering all records as the impact of the coronavirus shutdown sinks in. In fact, the 3.28 million claims is more than quadruple the all-time high hit back in 1982, the peak of the Great Recession. This is the upper end of Wall Street estimates, which range from 1 to 4 million, but stocks seem pretty unfazed now. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down about 70. They were down several hundred earlier. Dave?
Well, and some of those out of work will be paid more than when they worked. An extra $600 per week in expanded unemployment, part of that $2 trillion bill the Senate passed unanimously before midnight.
We're proud that we made the bill workers first.
Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer, the bill also includes hundreds of billions of dollars in loans for small businesses and aid for companies hit hardest like airlines. There's also hundreds of billions for hospitals and state and local governments.
We have now given the resources to make and solve this problem.
That's House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy. He says they plan a voice vote approval tomorrow. The bill also includes money for most Americans, $1,200 per person, $500 per child, based on income limits. If you make over $75,000, it starts to be phased out. Double that for a married couple. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia just told Fox Business.
Those checks you mentioned from the IRS, they'll be out, we hope, within 3 weeks. So that's some immediate cash relief.
When coronavirus cases, meanwhile, keep piling up. 487,000 around the world.
Nationally, the numbers continue to rise. More than 69,000 cases, 1,050 deaths, with more than 200 deaths yesterday, a new high for fatalities in a single day.
That's Fox's Todd Pyro in New York, where one hospital had 13 deaths in just 24 hours. America's listening to Fox News.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines the prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Now, the U.S. military keeps dealing with more cases of coronavirus. More than 200 service members are infected, including a Marine who was stationed at the Pentagon, and 8 sailors on a ship in the Pacific. This as 2 other Navy vessels, hospital ships, are getting ready to help civilians.
The plan is still for the USNS Comfort to head to New York, but Defense Department Press Secretary Alyssa Farah says the Mercy is on its way to the port of Los Angeles now.
And is now expected to arrive this Friday ahead of schedule.
The ship has 1,000 hospital beds, 800 Navy medical personnel, and 70 civilian staffers on board. It will not be used to treat COVID-19 patients, but will be used to relieve stress on the existing LA County hospital system, where ICU beds were near capacity already. The ship has the ability to take in transferred patients in intensive care and can accommodate surgeries. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A man in Missouri was shot dead by FBI agents trying to arrest him on Tuesday. Now we're told he was said to be plotting to bomb a medical facility near Kansas City during this coronavirus crisis. Timothy Wilson had been investigated as a possible domestic terrorist for months. Now, 1 year ago, the big story around the world was the act of hate in New Zealand. Now the gunman who committed the mass shootings admits it in court.
A 29-year-old suspected white supremacist changing his plea, admitting 51 counts of murder, 40 counts of attempted murder, and 1 count of committing a terrorist act. The Australian confessing to a rampage at 2 New Zealand mosques last March.
I let out a massive sigh of relief.
New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern welcoming the guilty plea.
The whole nation, but particularly our Muslim community, are being spared from a trial that could have otherwise acted as a platform.
Although some survivors had hoped a trial might provide answers. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Again, the big story this morning, a record spike in unemployment. First-time jobless claims 3.28 million last week, by far more than ever recorded. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monacelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois is offering students the chance of getting no credit or credit rather than regular grades for their spring semester classes. Students will have until April 30th to decide whether to switch to credit, no credit. The instructors will give grades as usual and won't know who has switched. Instructors also will be able to move their courses to pass-fail for all of their students if assessing them online is especially difficult. Governor J.B. Pritzker said this week, Illinois would have to double the number of available hospital beds in the next 2 weeks to treat COVID-19 patients if the coronavirus is not contained. Pritzker said the state would need almost 38,000 additional hospital beds, including more than 9,000 in intensive care units by April 6th in a worst-case scenario. Nearly 5,000 ventilators would be in demand, more than double what's available in the state. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monacelli.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Stevie, it's looking like a nice morning. We've got some areas of fog, but a 60% chance of showers as the day wears on and gets into the evening. Today's high 57, low 47. 61 tomorrow with another chance of rain, down to around 57 in the evening. Up to 70 on Saturday with an 80% chance of thunderstorms. Partly cloudy and windy. High 55, low 38 on Sunday. So don't put those jackets away as you're quarantined. I know a lot of people are going through their clothes and weeding out things and sorting projects. Yep. And I think that's a blessing.
Yeah, no. You can get organized and get some things going that you just haven't done. But now all homes should be looking decent.
Yes.
Because you got some time on your hands
there.
And
get the kids involved and active, not only in these sorting and deep cleaning projects, so they know how to do all that when they're on their own.
Yeah.
But also get them involved in recipes and the cleaning up after lunch or dinner. Temperature's currently at 46, by the way, here on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, pretty good mild temperatures along the way. Just pretty much 50s for the highs next 10 days. So all good, getting there. We'll be in April next Wednesday.
People are certainly getting creative when it comes to our businesses. I know my friend Christian Schroeder was with the hot tubs, and we saw his place as you enter Monticello on that Monticello slab. Well, he's throwing in a $1,000 gift card towards a hot tub if anyone wants a spa in their yard while they shelter at home. So thank you, Christian. I suppose if you're interested, you can text hot tub to 359-2255, and we'll see if we can hook you up with Christian. Healthy living pools and spas.
Yeah, okay. $2 trillion thing passed the stimulus.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S. Senate, that was welcome news because it's going to free up a lot of money if the House, as expected, votes for this tomorrow. They'll do a voice vote. I don't know how many will be in the chamber. When you do a voice vote, you're not on record for what you support and what you didn't. Mm. But indications are Nancy Pelosi is supporting this. Should have been passed on Monday, but it's going to be Friday. Congressional lawmakers putting the finishing touches, $2 trillion stimulus bill. I don't know. I think they have to vote as is. I don't think you can do anything to it. Otherwise, it has to go back to the Senate.
Right.
So, 1,400 pages.
Wow.
And so much of that is legal ease. And some of, you're not going to know exactly. You got staffers that are giving you highlights. So your highlights are, under the plan, single Americans get $1,200 each. Married couples get $2,400. If you make $75 or less as an individual, you get the full $1,200. It kind of staggers till you get nothing if you're over $100 as an individual. Households, you can make $150. So that's going to include a whole bunch of folks, which is good. Children under 17. Under 17, 16 and under, 500. And then, I don't know. Dirk had texted from Muhammad. Said, what about the 22-year-old college child? Yeah, I'm thinking the 1,200, but I don't know. If they make under 75, wouldn't that be 1,200?
Right.
That would be really nice. We would all appreciate that. Let's see. Student loan payments suspended. So you've got till September 30 to make another payment on that with no penalty. Other things in this bill, hospitals, the stimulus package would provide $110 billion for hospitals, according to an estimate from the American Hospital Association. Historic boost for unemployment benefits. Now, this is a stickler, and you can argue if you'd like, but because of outdated systems in various states, there is no way to really do this except this way. And essentially what this is, the unemployment, if you lose your job, apparently the maximum you can get in unemployment is like $300 a week. But for the next 4 months, they're kicking in $600 more a week.
Mm.
That's $900 in unemployment a week. The problem with this is it's a pay raise. People making $18 an hour are going to be boosted up to $24.
Right.
And so this is only 4 months. So if you go on unemployment and say, yippee, I'm making more, you're saying, well, what's your incentive to ever go back? Well, your incentive is in 4 months. You want to make that 18 because it might not be that easy to get 18.
I see.
So you're paying. It's that story of the surfer we talked
right.
about in Honolulu.
Having lobster every day.
Well, every week.
Sorry.
It's not quite every day. But it was a weekly lobster because he was making $62,000 on welfare and there's no motivation to find work. So there's that. And hopefully, you know what? This is kind of what socialism looks like. The government pays for everything. It isn't any good because some are motivated more than others. And the real satisfaction, the real freedom we have is the feeling of self-reliance. We have this. We'll go roll up our sleeves. We'll work. Well, we're going to make a little more because we're going to work more than the other guy. What did Les Brown say? You have to be willing to do today what others aren't willing to do, so tomorrow you'll have what others won't have. That's the beauty of our system is you can go out and get her done, and then you get knocked down, then you get up, then you get knocked down, then you get up, then you get knocked down, then you get up.
Yep. Mitch from Atwood texted into 359-2255 here on ESPN 93.5. Is the stimulus money for individuals taxable income?
Good question. Boy, I would think that's going to come out in the end of your year. It's money. But another great question. I don't know. I mean... It's income. Probably ought to be taxed. So I'd take a flyer on that one and say, yeah. Because, again, it's like giving somebody $100 and they spend $110 and then complaining.
Right.
Okay, come on. I gave you $1,200. You're going to be taxed 20, 30%, whatever that might be in your bracket. But All right, 359-2255. You're welcome to chime in anytime this morning. We're featuring Scotty's Brewhouse. And if you want $50 to Scotty's, we're getting some people really wanting that. But I think they're thinking that we're kind of on the page of what we're looking for. It's not just a normal giveaway. I'm really looking for people. And I think everybody, it's kind of a given that all of us are concerned at the very least
right.
and distraught on the other end. I don't want you to be distraught. And if you are, I want you to take one of these 50s to help you. If it lifts you up for a minute, then we got a minute. That's good. 359-2255. If you want to chime in on that, we're giving out five $50 gift cards to Scotty's Brewhouse off Neal near Harvest Market in Champaign.
We sure appreciate all the restaurants adapting their formula and doing so much curbside. I know it's happening with our buddy and fellow Cubs fan for me, Ben Grice in downtown Paxton. As you visit RadioRefunds.com, you might get a discount and do that curbside service there in Paxton. Ryan Rogers is going to let us know how things are happening at the Wheelhouse in St. Joe, as they offer curbside and delivery and have their menu between 5 and 8 p.m., plus wine and beer on the menu and able to do all that. I know yesterday, for the 25th anniversary of Hickory River, on the 25th day of the month, they have 2-for-1 pulled pork sandwiches. We drove through the drive-thru. There was at least a dozen people in that drive-thru.
Excellent. We're trying to also encourage buying gift cards from your favorite restaurants if they're open. But we've got some other great ones coming up. Yesterday, I talked to Eric. We've got OHOP on the page.
Okay, nice.
Original House of Pancakes is doing some wonderful curbside. And so we're doing that next week. We'll have Willow Pond, as we mentioned, next week. We have Farron's, hopefully next week.
Okay.
El Toro still coming up.
Great.
And we'll go well into April because of the donations we've received to spend money on local restaurants. It's not going to save their life, but it hopefully helps a little with $250 purchase from a local restaurant. That's the effort behind all of the Jeff Facer money and Troy Lands and Steve Hillard at HL Precision and Tony Johnston and others that have given us money. We certainly appreciate it. We're spending every dime. I'm just a conduit. We don't make any money on this. We just want to help. That's our whole focus, is getting through this together. That's what we want to do.
And with the kids out of school, I know Jet's Pizza, you had Dawn on last week talking about from 11 to 2 on the weekends, this weekend and next weekend. If you drop by the Round Barn or Neil and Green location near campus, the kids can have a free slice of pizza. School-age children, of course, pretty much 16 and under.
It's through 8th grade, I thought.
Okay.
I think it's pre-K through grade 8.
I talked to Stacey about this yesterday, and she said, you know, really anybody who's school-age, we're all good.
Wonderful.
Right.
It's Jet's Pizza. Pizza, free slices, 11 to 2, Saturday, Sunday, this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to take advantage of a free slice of Jets, that's a good deal.
Appreciate Jets Pizza.
You betcha. A lot of good ones. I want to thank Bruce Hink, owner of Mia's Zaz. Mia's Zaz is on Green Street. Can you hear the crickets chirping?
Oh, man.
Green Street. Right now?
I had that route yesterday in my essential trip, and I saw two students.
On your essential trip, I like how you had to qualify that. I belong down here. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I feel bad sometimes driving.
There's not much traffic down on campus.
And, you know, the two students that I saw wearing masks, I was like, wow.
Why are you here?
Right.
Okay, anyway, Zaz is on Green Street, and what he's done is, I think today, he's sending 50 prepaid meals for the entire family, 50 of them, to Carl Aero Ambulance, the first responders.
Oh, great.
So we really appreciate that from Bruce, and I know Justin was excited over at Carl Aero Ambulance. I think it's great what Fox Nation is doing. Fox, the entire corporation, along with iHeartRadio, doing a benefit concert in your living room Sunday night.
Okay.
8 o'clock headliners, Elton John.
Nice.
Alicia Keys.
Okay.
Mariah Carey.
That's great.
The new incredibly talented 18-year-old Billie
Eilish.
Eilish.
Thank you.
Billie Eilish. There's going to be a lot of stars in your living room on TV for free, 8 o'clock, and they're going to obviously ask for money to go to some of the efforts. But I thought that was a nice thing and a nice break to have these stars.
Elton John turned 73 yesterday.
Wow.
So, wow.
That is crazy.
That's pretty cool. And so many musician friends of mine are doing little free shows in their living room and doing that, you know, broadcasting live on Facebook kind of thing.
Yeah.
So keep sharing your talents. That's a bright spot in our day.
Stevie J producer David Lesney has told me that according to Forbes, the money from the stimulus is not taxable. Well, that's even better.
Okay.
That's even better. Thank you, David. He helped produce my show when we were on the Rhine River, Viking River cruise.
Oh, thanks
right.
for listening.
Yeah, no.
No matter how you're doing it, whether it's DJAY.com and you're clicking on the ESPN 93.5, we also have ESPN CU on Facebook with our live stream right now. And, of course, the regular radio is always good.
All right, we're coming back. We'll check in St. Joe with a... another talented restaurateur.
The wheelhouse, Ryan Rogers, letting us know.
Apparently, they're able to get like some produce from the farm.
Yes, they are.
And you had to pre-order all that. But the real question is, by the way, what do we do with that hand sanitizer?
It's right here.
So we have a bottle of hand sanitizer.
Thank you, Matthew.
Person targeting if you are out for groceries or something
and you can't find hand sanitizer, we have a bottle we'll give you. I'll toss it in your back seat if you roll down your window. All right, here's your weather.
Well, it's a good day as we talked with Kevin Appleby, Willapon Golf Course in Rantoul, just a 6 feet apart from that fellow golfer. Starting out nice. Today's high 57, down to 47. Chance of showers at 60% later. They've got a chance of showers on tomorrow's forecast throughout the day and evening. High 61, low 55. 70 by Saturday with a 90% chance of thunderstorms as things change up a bit. It's currently 47. We are ESPN 93.5.
Check your Fox Business Minute now. 8:20.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We're seeing the dramatic impact of the coronavirus and business shutdowns on the job market. The Labor Department says the number of new claims for unemployment benefits rose to more than 3 million last week, much more than estimates. McDonald's is temporarily discontinuing its all-day breakfast menu. It's cutting its menu items to simplify operations in its kitchens and for crew and to ensure the best possible experience for its customers. McDonald's Senior Vice President Bill Garrett tells USA Today the company will temporarily remove some items from the menu over the next few weeks. Americans are looking for healthy options. That's resulted in a dramatic increase in what traders expect you'll pay for orange juice in coming months. Orange juice futures have spiked by more than 20% this month. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. With each election year, it's important to remember negativity and conflicts are common. Investors should realize future success depends on sound long-term investment strategies and staying the course. If you have concerns with your portfolio, we can help create a long-term plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, 366-3456, or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
A health threat anywhere is a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus outbreak called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the CDC Foundation.
Oh no, it's here! And I'm so not ready. I'm already freezing.
That's right. Winter is now here. So be prepared and call ABC Heating and Air. Their goal is for you to always be comfortable. Protect your investment with a heating system tune-up from ABC Heating and Air and stay warm this winter. Go to abcheatingandac.com or call 352-5400. That's 352-5400.
Our kids are older. We still got a lot of driving that we're doing, supporting them in their various events. But our van had over 250,000 miles on it. It was time for an upgrade. When we were eating in the area of Savoy 16 Theaters, we saw a couple of great options. When we called the dealership at Honda BMW to let them know we were coming over, we met Tommy West. Going through the financial screening only took about 20 minutes. We drove it around some of the rural roads we were familiar with and fell in love with our new pre-owned van. It fit right in our budget. Go see Tommy Johnny West and the crew at Honda BMW. DriveChampaign.com.
Another great place, Wheelhouse in St. Joe. Ryan and Abby run that. Ryan Rogers, how are you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Well, got to hang tough, man. This is unbelievable. 2 weeks ago, we were playing Big Ten basketball in the tournament in Indianapolis, and then all of a sudden, the world changed, Ryan. The world changed.
I know. It seems like months ago that was happening.
It seems like a long time ago. Okay, Wheelhouse is a wonderful restaurant. You guys do a great job. But right now, curbside and delivery, changing menus up pretty much daily. You guys are creative. Your food is awesome. You have wine, beer on the menu, and I guess you're okay to sell that now. But also, you're taking grocery orders for the farms each week. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So, well, we work with as many small farms as we can, and I work with Marty Travis, who runs a farm collaborative called Down at the Farms, which I think it supports now 60 small local farms in the area. So, you know, we're trying to keep the farms going, too. So Abby and I thought, well, let's see if we can put a grocery list together and see if some people, while they're stuck at home, want to cook with some good farm fresh food.
Awesome. So how would this work working through you?
So I get an email every Friday from Marty that has his list of what they have available for the week. Abby and I go through the list. We're trying to put it out Saturday morning, and then we have to have the orders by Sunday afternoon. And then I'll actually go meet Marty after I'm done talking with you, and then we'll separate it all out, and people can come pick it up at the Wheelhouse tonight.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. So you'll say, I want, what am I getting, peppers? What's on that menu for that?
Well, we're just getting into spring. So this week we had pork chops, ribeye steaks, some carrots, potatoes, you know, root vegetables, different stuff like that. We can get some local honey. And the list changes every week.
Man.
Just like,
yeah,
I want that.
So what do you charge a pound on that ribeye and pork chop?
Right.
I think the ribeyes are, I wrote this last Saturday, so I don't remember, but I think the ribeyes are $16 a pound, and this is grass-fed ribeye.
Oh, boy. It's going to cut with a fork thing? Ooh. Yeah, I understand.
They're delicious.
Now, the other tricky part is, Ryan, you'll have to come and stay 6 feet from me to prepare this for me, so that's going to be tricky.
Yep, it sure will. I guess I'll just come to your house, I'll cook it in your kitchen, and you can sit in the living room.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Actually, we'd keep you out by the grill. I just won't let you in.
Okay.
All right, Ryan Rogers, Wheelhouse St. Joe. Tell people how to connect with you, how to take advantage of all that you're talking about, your website. Give me the whole spiel.
So the best way to connect with us right now would be on Facebook. So you can find us at The Wheelhouse on Facebook. Our website is atthewheelhouse.com. You can get on there, but right now I think the best way is on Facebook. And if you want to come get takeout or curbside, we start answering the phones at 4:30 every night. And we're trying to do the best we can in a rough time. So,
well, you hang in there, my friend. A pleasure talking. Just happy to help you. And let's get her done.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Right there in downtown St. Joe, the Wheelhouse.
Stay healthy,
and
Ryan Rogers.
And lots of folks who are up and down on that Kickapoo Rail Trail path that ride their bikes. You'll find bikes hanging throughout the Wheelhouse. That's kind of the genesis of what they were thinking when they put that restaurant together. Good stuff. Thanks, Ryan, for being on with us.
Okay. All right. Text in if you would like information from us, anything you need, questions about the stimulus. We'll try and get it answered. 359-2255. But I think all of you listening, most all of you listening, will probably get a little money. Hand sanitizer, first older person. Let me know if you want to. You can't buy that.
I know.
You cannot buy Purell hand sanitizer.
And it's a pretty hardy little container.
Yeah,
here,
so. And you've already wiped it down. Now that you touch it, you got to wipe it down again.
I will.
Okay, I'm wearing gloves. She's not. So anyway, 359-2255. Or if you know somebody a little older, particularly higher risk, we want that to go from one of our listeners who came in and threw it at Diane 6 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
She caught it beautifully.
There you go.
Left-handed.
That's the way we do it these
days.
We're
going to break for the news. We'll be back 359-2255. Diane Ducey, I'm Stevie J. We'll be right back.
Alani fans, we know great things only come from hard work and passion. Like Jets, Detroit-style pizza.
Made in deep steel pans for the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest to the edge crust. It's pizza perfection, and it's back for a limited time. Get a large Mediterranean pizza with premium mozzarella, feta, fresh spinach, and tomato, all for just $13.99. Promo code FETA. Jets, better because it has to be.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Mattis, head to their website at interstatebatteries.com, or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Layoffs from the coronavirus outbreak had 3.28 million Americans filing for unemployment benefits last week. That's more than quadrupled the previous record set 1 week in 1982. There are more unemployment benefits included in the relief bill passed unanimously in the Senate. A House vote's expected tomorrow. More than 1,000 people have now died with the virus nationwide, among more than 69,000 cases.
New York State continues to outpace the rest of the country with more than 33,000 coronavirus cases. New York City makes up more than 20,000 of that number, where at least 280 people have already died from the coronavirus. Louisiana is also seeing rapid spread, and the New York Times reports Orleans Parish has suffered the highest number of deaths per capita of any county in the nation.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New Zealand. The man who killed 51 people at two mosques last March now pleads guilty to all charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The city of Champaign is allowing for the extension of the expiration date of certain city-issued licenses, as well as the required payment for such renewals of some licenses. The licenses covered by the emergency order include junkyards, massage establishments, ambulance services, transient merchants, mobile food trucks, going out of business sales, pawnbrokers, secondhand goods dealers, commercial relocation services, and liquor establishments. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker on Wednesday delayed the deadline for filing state income tax returns by 3 months, as officials reported the state's largest one-day jump in COVID-19 infections since the first case was reported in late January. Governor Pritzker says he was extending the tax deadline to July 15th to soften the immediate economic impact of this moment. It's the same delay from the traditional April 15th due date announced last week for federal income tax returns. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, National Weather Service.
Looking like a nice morning. We've got a temperature of 47 now. We're expecting some rain later, light showers this afternoon and into the evening late. We've got a high 57, low 47. 60% shot of showers throughout the day and evening tomorrow. High 61, low 57. Temperatures not fluctuating much. 57 the high on Saturday, but only up to 58 and then down to 38 with the winds up to 30 miles per hour in Sunday's forecast. 47 now on ESPN 93.5.
Well, saw somebody on Fox and Friends this morning. Chill Billy is what they call themselves. Chill Billy Sisters, and they put out a song, and they're from Bossier City. Does that make sense, Louisiana?
Bossier
City?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's called Flatten That Curve.
Mm.
And they're trying to smile or laugh at the point where a little relief humor-wise, because that's always good.
Okay.
So introducing Chill Billy Sisters.
Yeah, the coronavirus blues. Oh, Lord, please help us.
pants.
How about that?
Chillbilly Twins,
yeah.
Live from the Social Distancing Fest.
It says on YouTube.
They put on these old clothes.
Yeah, the moo-moo dresses.
Yeah, and had some fun with it.
Exactly.
And they asked him, I said, you know, you guys, you know, stay together? Or she said, no, but I've only been to her house. She's only been to my house. That's it. Oh, they were trying to come up with something.
That's Bossier City, Louisiana.
Kind of catchy.
I like it.
Kind of catchy, and for you know, 100,000 views here quickly.
Yes.
So.
And we could use that. So many experts are saying, get some humor in your life, have some fun, and don't be so serious.
You got to laugh a little,
yeah.
Even though it's, you know, it's tough moments here for our country and world. But we got to laugh a little. Anyway, the Dow is up.
Oh.
I mean, it looked like it was going to start poorly, and then we got the jobs numbers, and then investors have apparently gone, that's not so bad.
Seeing some green.
Well, 479 ahead. This is tracking to be the best week since 2008 when we had the crash then. So a little better and a little hopeful there on some of the investments and the 401ks that you shouldn't be looking at right now. It's okay. We don't lose till we sell. But anxious moments if you're older, certainly, because there's a lot of income there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 8:37. Earlier, we talked to John Decker. I want you to hear a little what he said coming up.
Trent Meacham and Brett Anderson of Cozad Asset Management.
At Cozad, we have an experienced and dedicated team to help our clients achieve their financial goals. Here's one of our CPA and portfolio managers, Brett Anderson.
Thanks, Trent. It's an honor to sit alongside clients to establish a financial plan and guide them through their wealth management, tax, and estate planning needs. We'd love to sit down with you. Thanks, and go Illini.
Securities offered through M Holdings Securities, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Cozad Asset Management, Inc. Cozad Asset Management is independently owned and operated.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J Broadcasting button-downs, and I love them. And I just got two new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart.
Ah, it's cold.
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate, that's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2 Minute a Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. 2menchampagne.com. That's a smart move.
Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign is now open for curbside pickup. In addition to menu classics like steak frites, shrimp and grits, burgers and salads, you can order a special family meal for four. Thursday, you can get a large pizza with either fennel sausage and prosciutto or margarita with buffalo mozzarella, Roma tomatoes, and basil, served with 6 free-range buffalo chicken wings. And don't forget to order what you want from the beverage menu. Check out Big Grove on Facebook and at BigGroveTavern.com. Big Grove, big flavor.
All right, ESPN 93.5. My brother, you've heard my brother Johnny on all the time. Brother Greg has been on a few times, but you're in the process of moving from Mississippi to Philo, Illinois. How's that going?
Well, we're kind of stuck. Caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. I moved one 26-foot truck, and I'm trying to get the other one. And I don't know. I'm just kind of stalling to wait and see what happens.
Yeah. Well.
But anyway, you know, I had an idea, and I don't know. You know, I didn't even know about this, but after I turned 65, my doctor said, hey, you need to get this pneumonia vaccine. And that's a 2-year process. Mm-hmm. You get one the first year, you get the one the second year. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not that smart, but you know what? Why wouldn't they have that task force? Simple. How many people have got the virus who have had the pneumonia vaccine, since this is an ammonia-based deal, right?
Yeah. It's respiratory that leads to pneumonia. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. They're looking at 100 different therapies. Maybe it's in there.
Well, what I'm thinking is, and of course we're going to find out, obviously, if I get it or not, right? But the deal is, so I've had the second shot. So over 2 years, I've had both shots. So isn't it a logical question just to see what if the pneumonia vaccine is a partial vaccine for this thing.
I'll have to look into that, see if that's on the table somewhere, because there's so much they're looking at right now. Maybe the pneumonia vaccine, I don't know. But you're right, that's an interesting thought.
Well, nobody even here, I didn't even know there was one until I turned 65.
Yeah.
So most people up until 6, so it'd be interesting, how many people got it who had the vaccine and how many people died? And maybe if the answer is zero.
Yeah. No, it's why not? Yeah, why? I mean, all ideas welcome. You never know, because we're kind
and
of.
I'm the human guinea pig as
there
of
you
now.
Go. Yeah. So you've had it. So, you had the pneumonia shots, and so you obviously haven't had it. Good news. Thankful for that. But yeah, you're pretty much you're hanging, kind of waiting on the timing to move up here.
And I'm kind of doing a voluntary self quarantine. Because you realize that New Orleans is the highest rate per capita in the country.
Mardi Gras.
And we're only 100 miles away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So here's another issue that worries me is like my neighbor, I call him, and he's 72 with mesothelioma.
Ooh.
He was going to help me drive a vehicle.
Yeah.
Well, I called him yesterday and he says, well, my sister-in-law had it and he was exposed. The problem is, he was exposed a week ago Sunday.
Mm.
So how many people, may have been exposed and don't know it? And anyway, he said, well, so Saturday, if he's good, that's his 14 days, then I'm good.
I
if
got
he gets
you.
It by Saturday.
Right.
If he gets it by Saturday, then I've got another.
Right.
Yep.
I don't know. That'd make me nervous, though, sitting next to that guy. In the
Well, here I am. Steve, I'm in the middle of nowhere, 100-mile round trip from any Walmart.
Yeah.
You would think I'm safe.
Probably safe.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
What would you think that the odds are that one of my only friends up here next door has
wouldn't
his wife or...
Yeah.
Well,
listen, let us know what's happening. Keep in touch, but thanks for chiming in there from Southern Mississippi.
All right, man, I'm just checking in with you. Keep it up. I enjoy the show. You're doing a great service.
Thanks, Greg.
You.
Talk to you soon, buddy. Love you. Thank you, Greg.
And a great friend of my brother, Gary's, too.
No, he's no tea and catch a turn in his FYI.
Oh.
You've only known me 500 years. You've known me. Okay. Gets everybody. Spell my last name is actually a trick. My mom made up a song in kindergarten so I could remember it.
Okay.
So, 844.
Do you remember the song?
I do. K-H-A-C-H-A-T-E-R-I-N. Catch it, Harry. Is my name. Spell it if you can.
Okay.
I got it pretty good.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
PDR Automotive in Urbana encourages all of their customers to be aware of their vehicle's regular service needs. Performing maintenance repairs at scheduled intervals can extend the life of your car or truck. Let the terrific technicians at PDR examine your vehicle at least twice a year. PDR will design a preventative maintenance plan specific to you and your vehicle needs. Go see John Marshall. Go to PDRauto.com or call 367-9481 for more details.
Jeff Facer on
on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business-to-business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as email and pretty much full service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
All right. We had John Decker live from his home office in Washington, D.C., our Fox News radio reporter who goes to all the press briefings. Well, not all of them now because there's social distancing, but what he's allowed to go to, he does, and, of course, tracks everything. And I told him I was a little skeptical. I'm hopeful that small businesses can get this money, but I'm just skeptical about, are we going to be able to do this with so many people and the process? And it's a monolithic government. It's big.
That's their goal. I agree with you. You know, this bill that passed the Senate, over 1,400 pages. It's a little bit longer than War and Peace, literally. Mm. War and Peace, written by Leo Tolstoy. And, you know, do you think that every member, every lawmaker that votes on this piece of legislation will have read every page of this bill? Absolutely not. There's no way they could have read, by the time they vote on it, all 1,400-plus pages. That being said, we know that there's relief in there for families, and they're going to need it, you know, especially with these jobless claims that have been filed. And there's relief in there for small business. They're going to need it because they, in many cases, in Illinois, you know this, in Washington, D.C., I know this, they've been ordered to shut down. And our shutdown order runs all the way through the third week in April. And that's a significant amount of time not to, you know, be conducting business.
Mm. Okay. No matter what our president does, isn't it still up to the state's governors ultimately?
It is. It is. So the president did not, you know, sort of flip the switch off. It's governors, it's mayors all across the country that flip the switch off. It's private industry that flipped the switch off. And that doesn't mean that the president can then by himself flip the switch back on. It's still up to governors and mayors and private industry. So the president may wish to sort of, as he calls it, reopen America by Easter Sunday, but it's going to be up to the governor of Illinois. It's going to be up to the mayor of Washington, D.C. It's going to be up to all of these airlines as to whether or not when is a good time for us to get back to work. And that is something that I think will be dictated by the number of cases that we see on a daily basis and whether that number is going down and going down significantly over the course of the next few weeks.
I hope we can stagger. That was John Decker earlier. I hope we can stagger open because certainly Champaign-Urbana is not Chicago. Chicago's got a problem. It's going pretty hot and heavy with coronavirus in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But Champaign-Urbana, I mean, we should probably be able to say, okay, let's do XYZ, maybe a staggered kind of a thing, but maybe do this, this, and this, stay, you know, distancing. Maybe there's a way to open part of the state. It's going to be up to J.B. Pritzker, but I hope that, you know, Marion, Illinois isn't the same as Chicago in his mind because there's a lot of smaller communities that are not having much problem, and we want to keep it that way, but we're totally different than north of I-80. It's a completely different world up there with different problems because it's urban areas with so many people. So we'll see, but totally the whole point of that message was it's up to the governor. Donald Trump can do whatever, but he, and I think appropriately so. We don't want somebody in Washington dictating what I do in Philo. We want the mayor of Philo, and then we want the mayor of Champaign, and then we want the state of Illinois directed by J.B. Pritzker. It's supposed to be that way, where the states have their own decision-making. That's why it's important to vote, because all politics is local. So whatever the president wants does not mean Illinois gets it. And we're all pretty much hopeful that we can open up and get people back to some semblance of normalcy, if appropriate. And again, Champaign-Urbana, knock on some wood, praise the Lord, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah,
not very much here, and we don't want it, but we're doing well. We want to keep it that way.
So. That's right.
Okay, listen, you've got to listen to some of this. It sounds awesome. But we're running Cardinals baseball. It was supposed to be officially opening day today.
Right.
So we're running a classic 2011. We're running for 4 weeks at night. It's 6:15 every evening. I think 6 o'clock Saturdays, noon on Sundays, and the Cardinals are going to win every one of these games.
Exactly.
So fun.
Remember this?
Oh, yeah! David Freeze has just sent us into game number 7.
Relive
the 2011 Cardinal season one more time.
They came from nowhere.
Hear every pitch, every hit of every game of Cardinals baseball from August 25th against the Pirates through Game 7 of the 2011 World Series.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
The 2011 Cardinals World Series replay every day on the Cardinals Radio Network.
It's the Cardinals Classic.
They came from nowhere.
Relive some of your favorite Cardinal games from 2011. Monday through Friday at 6:15, Saturdays at 6, Sundays at noon.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
Right here on ESPN 93.5.
Hey, Miss Johnson, what's this you got cooking here on the stove?
Now, Billy, I told you to stay out of that until supper time, you hear me?
But, Miss Johnson, it smells so good, and it's so cold out.
I know it smells good, Billy. It's because it's my famous stew with a great cut of meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
If you're looking for the best cuts of meat for stew, soups, or any dish that will keep you warm this winter, head to the U of I Meat Sales Room. The U of I Meat Sales Room on the corner of Maryland and Florida in Urbana.
I kind of track the president's schedule. It's online. You're saying, gosh, it only goes day to day. It's not like president's going to be here 2 weeks. That's just too dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to the, there's a website that I've discovered. I want to know when the coronavirus updates are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear. It's really fascinating, though. When he's up there, you just tend to watch.
Yes, you do.
Because something might happen.
We've got the whole family sitting around the kitchen table having a piece of fruit and watching. It's like the Depression or something.
It's waiting
back in
for
the day when people gathered around the radio.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I just got to type in president's schedule.
That's okay, right. Gotcha.
Every day I forget what I do the day before. President C. Press. I do type with your thumb or finger on your iPhone or phone.
I'm mainly finger. And my daughter, Anna, hates that.
Well, you're supposed to
do. She says I can be faster with my thumb.
Yeah, but my thumbs don't work that well. I don't know. Anyway, president's schedule. Okay, what do we got here? Calendar. President's public calendar. It's available to everybody. It's only a day-to-day thing for security reasons, obviously. Members of the Cronus Task Force hold a press briefing at 5 o'clock. That's 4 o'clock Central. Mm-hmm. So there goes the 5 on Fox. I mean, all these people prepare their shows and then they get bumped.
Right.
And you never know the day and the time. But the press briefing and the James S. Brady press briefing room. Remember James S. Brady? He was President Reagan's press secretary from the University of Illinois. He graduated Illinois, and they named the press room after him. He was shot and put in a wheelchair for the rest of his life.
Right. But
good man from the Ronald Reagan administration. But it's in the James S. Brady press room, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock Central. And there you go. And
we've been talking about who is the lady, and we never see, a title for her at the press conference.
Yeah.
Would you happen to know who that gal is?
And she's what now?
She's right over the president's shoulder.
Yeah, that's Dr. Birx, Deborah Birx.
Okay, Deborah Birx. Birx, there it is.
She's
B-I-R-X.
Yeah, B-I-R-X. She's one of the doctors, along with Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Okay.
And, I mean, these are prominent, known people now because of all this.
Right.
And it's amazing what's happened. I think the president's done an outstanding job. The polls reflect it. He's out there every day. He's trying to give me facts and hope. I want some hope. I certainly want the facts. And we're getting that daily, and it's helpful. All right, we're back tomorrow. We'll be back, Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka. We'll ask Coach to give me a little word of encouragement. Just say, we're going to get through this team.
I like it.
We're going to get through this team. All right, thanks, Diane.
Stay healthy. Enjoy the day.
Thank you, Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner Show coming up next. Thank you for listening. Stay safe. We'll meet on the radio tomorrow between 7 and 9. Thank you for tuning in, and have a great Thursday.
The Illini Shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good on March 29th. Final inventory liquidation is now in effect, nothing being held back. All items in-store have been marked down 50 to 80% off. Short-sleeve Illini t-shirts, 4 for $22. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more, all on closeout. Shop now for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini Shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campus Town.
Heads up, listeners, we've got a new website. Introducing the all-new StevieJ.com, your one-stop shop for podcasts, advertising info, staff bios, Stever links, community calendars, and more. If you're a regular visitor to any of our station sites, be sure to visit the new StevieJay.com. Each station has their own tab, chock full of show information. So again, if you're looking for ESPNCU, Q96, US 105.9, or Christian FM 95.3, you can now find them all under one roof at the new StevieJay.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Jeff Facer at Area Wide Technologies on why he wants to help restaurants.
Since restaurants have been closed down, I thought that would be a good place to start and engage and try and help them to the extent that I could.
And why is he doing it?
All I want to do is help, and quite frankly, I want to challenge others to do the same. Do whatever, but let's come together and solve this problem.
And what does Jeff Facer think of our future?
I'm absolutely optimistic we're going to be okay, but I think we're only going to be okay if we quit buying toilet paper and if we come together as one, find out who needs help and help. Everybody can contribute, whether it's time, running groceries to somebody, or whatever. Everybody can help, and we need to do that.
Stevie J Broadcasting salutes local business leader Jeff Facer at Area Wide Technologies for all he's doing to help our community.
A virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies in Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cyber security need. Take us home, Lincoln.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
This is Shane from Rosati's Pizza. During these uncertain times, it's very important that we take care of each other, your family, your friends, and your loved ones. Just know that we are here to do the best we can. As you know, at this time, dining rooms are closed in Champaign County, but we still have delivery service as well as curbside pickup. We ask you to place your order and then give us a call when you get there, and we'll bring your food out to you. And please understand we're doing the best we can to assist you with your pizza needs as well as catering, and we understand that we have to work together and support the community and all small businesses. Give us a call, 328-2408, or visit us at myrosatis.com/urbana.
At Honda BMW of Champaign, they've got the widest variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs for you to choose from. Each of their pre-owned vehicles have undergone a rigorous and thorough inspection to ensure the highest quality for you. How could you go wrong at Honda BMW of Champaign? Visit them at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy, online at drivechampaign.com, or call 356-0303, drivechampaign.com.
I have such a great product and service, but my goodness, I can't get my business off the ground. I've tried all the social media services, but it's so hard to market my product.
Have you tried Minuteman? They make mailers, put your logo on just about anything. It's all about the visuals, my friend. 60% of online searches are spurred on by print marketing. Got to get your brand in that space.
Well, how do I contact them?
It's easy. Go to cuprinting.com, and they will guide you through the process step by step along with all of your other needs.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana.